When I helped him with his maternity, he called me one time. This woman was in labour and he was at home. Would I go and help Dr. Will? So up I went. And he was sitting in this little bedroom with his riding gear on. He'd got some old leather jacket and joggers on. And his pipe going, and it was clouds of smoke coming out. This poor woman was pushing away. I mean, the head was just about crowning by the time I got there, so I delivered it. And he thought I'd done a great job, but it was going to come anyway. But I think she'd been quite a long time. He was getting a bit worried. But yeah. We had Mike Van the Vet. Do you remember him?
Yes, I do.
He moved in 61, very shortly after me, and he had the house next door to 91 the London Road, on the London side. So it'd be like 87 or something like that. And I remember meeting him first, because our cat was about 103 and had to be put down, and he did that. And then we became firm mates, and I delivered his kids, and he sorted out our animals. The same bottle of scotch went backwards and forwards and backwards. And he had more tales to tell. There was a cattle lorry came off Canvey one day, holding pigs, because there was a cattle market on Canvey. And they hadn't shut the back door, the gate properly. And as he was coming in Hope Street, the door came open and a pig fell out. And of course it was rushing round the high road screaming, as pigs do. I don't think it was injured, it was frightened. And the lorry driver wasn't good at it, because he'd be had up for cruelty or not locking him in properly or something. And the police were notified. This pig was squealing around in Hope Street. And the police got the pig into the back of the police station, where, do you remember where that was? I think it is now. And they phoned up Mike Vadden. Well, Mike Vadden was out on a call. They couldn't get him, so they phoned Rob Stevens, who was the other doctor in Bentley. There was Stevens and Pope and Holloway. Well, Holloway was later, but Rob Stevens, who emigrated to New Zealand or Australia. Because they knew he liked animals, so they thought he could help, you see. So they phoned him up and they said there was a pig, and he thought they said a pig, like a Pekingese dog. So he went down, expecting to see a dog. Mortified when he saw this bloody great pig thing. So he didn't know what to do, so to shut it up, he injected it with phenobarbital. And very cleverly, I thought, he found a vein on the ear and injected it. So the pig went to sleep. And then Mike Vadden got the call and he went down. So all he found was a pig which was fast asleep. And he thought, well, nobody's going to admit to owning this pig because it's been lost. It's not fit for human consumption, sent the amateur, because it had an injection of phenobarbital. So he said, well, I'll deal with it for you. So he took it home, shot it, did whatever they did with it, and phoned us up and said, did we want a quarter of a pig? So I said, yes. And he butchered it. He gave Rob Stevens a leg. He had a leg. We had a shoulder. I don't know what happened to the other leg. And his dogs had all the livers and all the rest of it, and they slept like hell for about 3 days. That is true.